Festival, Sean McCominsky and Sean Gavin, two of the people who are going to be at the Minnesota Irish Music Weekend coming up this weekend. They have a classes all weekend, but they have the Big Masters concert on Saturday night. I think it starts at 7:30. Sean Gavin and Billy McCominsky are part of that, along with Marla Fibish, Gavin Strapp on banjo. There's a singer, Marin the Kane Sisters on fiddler. But it's the big celebration. They also have a session going on Friday night. And so we also heard some Iranian 45s from the 60s, thanks to Barbara. That just about does it for me. The time is 10 o'clock. You are listening to KFAI 90.3 FM HD in Minneapolis and on the web at kfai.org. Stay tuned. Coming up next is The Wave Project.
You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM HD, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and on the web at kfai.org. For the next 60 minutes, you'll be hearing The Wave Project, KFAI's weekly community access hour. If you'd like to produce your own one-hour radio program, information on applying can be found at kfai.org/waveproject. The views expressed on this program are those of the persons expressing them and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Fresh Air's Incorporated Board of Directors, volunteers, or staff.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Dr. B Old School pitching a wang dang doodle on KFI FM 90.3 Community Radio of Minneapolis and St. Paul. This morning, we're enjoying old school jazz, blues, and zydeco. But today is not as the usual show. We're going to have a celebration of the work, the musical talent of my brother who's crossed over, Edward Bernard Basin Sr., and we're going to enjoy some of his music, which I think might surprise some people because he was such a prolific songwriter, singer, and trombonist. In any case, at some point in the show, about a third of the way through, his daughter, who's also a musician, my niece, Celinta Andrea Michelle de Battistain, will be calling in and talking about her dad. There might be some other call-ins as well. But to give you a little bit of background information about Bernard, we called him. Bernard grew up in Florida, in Daytona Beach, Florida. Went to high school there at Seabreeze and then to an historically black college and university, Bethune-Cookman, until he outgrew that program and went on to Berklee School of Music. And it was at Berklee where he met Quincy Jones, who was an alumnus of Berklee. And Quincy said, "Hey, Bernard, you know, you don't have to graduate from Berklee, you know, but Berklee is nice to have on your resume, your credentials." He said, "But, you know, there are opportunities out there. In fact, I got some opportunities I can talk with you about. And one of those opportunities is that Rufus and Chaka Khan need a horn section. And so if you're interested, you know, we can talk about you going out to L.A. and joining up with Rufus and Chaka Khan." And, of course, he could not pass up that offer. So one of the first tracks we're going to check out is a Rufus and Chaka Khan, "Tell Me Something Good."
Inside. Don't you like it? Yeah.
All right. Tell me something good, and then we'll go Oops Upside Your Head. Bernard was in his heyday at the time the Gap Band came out with that, and this was one of his first major albums. I remember how proud he was when he was visiting the Twin Cities, and he brought me a copy of the album and showed it to me, wanted to show me his name on the album and everything. I kept that album. It was a vinyl until my niece, Celenta Andrea Michelle de Bodisdain, absconded with it. I told her that I was going to leave this album for her in my will, and she wanted to know why couldn't I take it now. And I said, because I'm not dead. You know, she took it anyway. Anyway, that's what happened to that first major album, Oops Upside Your Head. This goes back to about the 80s. Let's hear the Gap Band. Bernard is the lead vocalist on this, although he's also dancing and tromboning. But his voice comes through loud and clear as the lead vocalist.
Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
All right. Johnny Guitar Watson is coming up, folks. And he's doing one of his most famous songs. And you know what that is, the motherfucker. All right, let's hear Johnny Guitar Watson.
But the price ain't right. Be a damn sight cheaper. Yes, it would. Start riding a bike. To make a milk out of powder. Got the babies crying. Oh, baby, they know what that stuff is. It's gonna fire. Got the parents lying. I'll pay you the part. That is a real mother for ya. Make you wanna run cover, yes it will. And if you look, you will discover. Let me hear you. One more time. One more time. Put disco, throw your troubles away. Dance to the music that the DJ plays. Listen, can the light come on? Well, like the they would. Check it out. Go on home and face the music that don't sound too good. Listen. Out in the real motherfire. Make you wanna run cover, yes, it will. And if you think you will discover, let me hear you. One more time. One more time. One more time. One more time. Watch out for the funk! Watch out for the funk! Sanford!
Guitar Watson, a real mother for ya. That was one of his most popular tunes. You know, the performers that Bernard surrounded himself with and was involved with over the years were also friends of his. In fact, on this next cut, you'll hear him performing with Solomon Burke, with whom he lived, actually, for a number of years. So here is Solomon Burke down in the valley, and Bernard is on trombone with Solomon telling him to go ahead and strut his stuff.
I want to go down in the valley. Anybody want to go with me? Y'all want to go down in the valley with me? Can we do it? Can we do it? Can we take it back to Louisiana right now? Come on, give it to me. There we go.
right, all right, all right. Solomon Burke, Down in the Valley, Down in the Valley. Let's do another one with Johnny Guitar Watson, Ain't That a Bitch, and pay particular attention to the trumpet and the trombone solos that I think are really good. So if we can start that a little bit further down the line.
Long days, I'm highly embarrassed every time I get prepared. But you're working everybody, say you're working for folks to death. When you pay your rent and your car, but you ain't got a damn thing left. Ain't that a bitch? Somebody doing something sad. Get it all. Got me wondering, which is which? Man, I'm going to try. Dig a ditch, ain't that a bitch? Let me hear you say it. All right. Program computers. I know accounting and psychology. I took a course in business. I can speak a little Japanese. You gotta work 2 years to get 1 week off the pay. When I'm on my job, gotta watch every word I say. Ain't that a bitch? Somebody doing something sad. Yeah, they are. Yeah. Got me wondering, which is which? Man, I'm gonna find out. Dig a ditch, ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch? Think you wanna holler? Show us something slick going on. Show us something slick. Show us something slick going on. Show us something slick going on. Something slick. We gonna let Michael play for Michael. Thank you.
Right. Wow. That was great. Fantastic. Johnny Guitar Watson. You know, today is not business as usual. We're here to celebrate and honor the musical talent of Edward Bernard Basden. And one of the things that we can say about him is that he took his music seriously. And I can remember when he was a youngster, when he was sitting on a piano stool by me, and he was so impressed that he could recognize something that I played, you know, and that made me a musical genius, you know, no matter what it was that the sound was that I was making. And so when I would visit him backstage from time to time, he would convey his perspective to some of his musicians, and they would want me to play something. But I managed to avoid embarrassing him and embarrassing myself on those occasions. If you think about the totality of music and all that goes into it, Bernard could do charts. He could conduct. He could perform. As a matter of fact, he was the librarian for Marvin Gaye's band. And after Marvin's tragic ending, the family wanted to know what should they do with Marvin's music. And his music ended up underneath the crib of my nephew, Edward Bernard Basden Jr. So it was kept there for a number of years until the family decided it was time to move on, and they retrieved the music. But sometimes he played with groups where not all the musicians were even able to read music. They were good, you know, but they weren't necessarily highly developed in terms of their technical knowledge. Okay, but Marvin Gaye, a lot of time with Marvin Gaye, and here is one of the ones that I think that you might recognize. Yeah.
and the sky is gray. I went for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be saving more if I was in L.A. California dreaming on such a winter's day. Went to a church yesterday. I stopped along the way. Begin to pray. You know, the preacher digs a call, 'cause he knows I'm gonna stay. He knows I'm gonna stay. I told him so. California dreaming.
KFAI is proud to present Jupiter and Oakwiss at the Cedar Cultural Center on Tuesday, June 20th. Jupiter and Oakwiss are touring behind a new album called Na Kazonga and sharing a live performance of songs from that album with the world, blending a range of Congolese, American, and European influences and celebrating the summer solstice with fierce energy live from the Cedar stage. Tickets for Jupiter and Oakwiss can be found at the Cedar Cultural Center website. Visit thecedar.org for more details.
KFAI is proud to present the 24th annual Reggae Boat Ride on Saturday, June 10th. Brought to you by the Jamaica, Minnesota organization, the 24th annual Reggae Boat Ride is cruising again. Boarding from Harriet Island in St. Paul at 7:30 p.m. and featuring entertainment by Singing Tony, DJ Sound of Fusion, and the International Reggae All-Stars featuring KFAI's Linval Jackson. Tickets for the 24th annual Reggae Boat Ride can be found at the Jamaica, Minnesota organization website. Visit jamaicamn.org for more details.
Hey, Salenta.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing? Great, great. Hey, we're just enjoying listening to this great music and honoring your dad. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I love that. The last couple of tracks you were playing.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classics.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, what do you want to share with us about your dad and the influence that he had on you in terms of your music? I know that a lot of your interest in music was self-driven, you know, given that mm-hmm. you decided to become a classical pianist before you finished elementary school.
Yeah, very true. Well, I mean, my dad was and still feels like a really big encouragement to, you know, pursue the things that I love and I was passionate about. Even at a young age, I didn't even really know what that meant. But he was always very encouraging, very upbeat. And the fact that he was a musician, you know, these things I don't think really were at the forefront of my mind when I was in elementary school. But the fact that he was a musician, a phenomenal musician and arranger and composer, now in my adulthood, it encourages me to continue on, and it feels like his spirit is alive within me and that he's near me every time I do something musical, anything related to art, because that was his whole being, music.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. He took his music seriously. And, you know, I have told this story on more than one occasion, but when you were going to the, when you got the scholarship, I guess it was called, to go to Berklee School of Music, at the time, you didn't know that your dad had also gone to Berklee School of Music, and that's how he ended up out in California. And I couldn't believe that when we were sitting down wherever we were, Legal Seafood or somewhere, you know. And you were saying, what? You know, that was incredible. I thought that was just, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, you know. That's the way life goes sometimes.
For those that are listening in, the reason why I didn't know is because my parents had split at the time, but also I knew my dad was a musician. I just didn't know his college history at the time and how he got to where he was. I just knew, like, in my eyes, he was always like that, you know? So the journey to get there for him. And, beautifully synchronized and almost serendipitous for me to also attend the summer program at Berklee, and then now continuing on with music.
Yeah, well, talking about the now, I think you said that you had sold 300 vinyls of your most recent release. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah. So I recently, 2 years ago, my music partner Dopu and I released a project called Moonset Moonrise, and it came out in 2021. We put it out on cassette and digital. It's on all streaming platforms: YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Bandcamp, etc., SoundCloud. And last week, we released the album on vinyl through this Belgium label called Futura Resistanza, which means future resistance. And we released it, and I would say within 3 to 4 days, the 300 copies sold out immediately. So we're already doing a second pressing of 300 more, because lots of different record stores across the world and the U.S. are asking for it. And those that received it, some of the 300 copies, those record stores does also sold out. So everybody wants more, which is exciting for us because, you know, we didn't know that the outcome would be such a huge outpour of support from various listeners and our community. It's been great. That part has been really great.
Well, congratulations on your success there. Celenta, by the way, has also been a special guest on this show, the Dr. B Old School show, in the past, and I'm sure that I will continue to enjoy you and your music far into the future. So thank you for spending some time with us and sharing some of your thoughts.
Of course.
All right.
My dad, his spirit will live on forever.
His spirit will live on.
Love.
Indeed, indeed. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we haven't come full circle, but, you know, he kind of started out with Rufus and Chaka Khan. Let's hear Chaka Khan with Prince.
Ooh.
Yeah, all right.
Classics.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage. Ah, my sister. My inspiration. The voice of life. The one and only Chaka Khan. Even if you cannot see.
Some people don't know that Bernard had some movie credits as well as some of his album credits. For example, he was in Harlem Nights, and he was also in What's Love Got to Do With It, with the Tina Turner story. And we all know that she's no longer with us, but we honor her and remember her music, and let's just titillate ourselves a little bit.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. There's a name for it, there's a phrase that fits, but whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do, it's got to do with it.
I hear that rooster. I hear that rooster. It's time for us to get out of here. And I want to give some shout outs to our listeners in LA, in Vegas, in the Big D, Dallas, in the Big Easy, New Orleans, down in Florida, in Daytona, in Orlando, and Orlando, where my grandson Bradley today is celebrating his birthday. Give Bradley a birthday shout out. Yeah. All right. And of course, we've got our listeners in the Big Apple and the Mini Apple, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and of course, the ATL. But let's not forget our listeners in Canada, in Toronto, in Dubai. And Gina, how you doing down in Colombia? All right. This is the Dr. B Old School Show, pitching a wang dang doodle on KFI FM 90.3. So I gotta get up early in the morning. Find love. So I gotta get up early in the morning.
Listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3.